Victor Echo 7 Golf Charlie Alpha. CA 7 November Romeo Charlie.
Alpha 7, November Romeo Charlie, it's Victor Alpha 7, Golf Charlie Alpha.
Graham, how's it going?
Good, how well are you receiving me? I'm down here at English Bay.
Yeah, you sound good, you're hitting copy and how me?
Medium.
Oh, okay, well, move to a better vantage point here. We're just around the corner.
The APRS site to see if I'm sending anything.
Here, I'll have a look.
Anything. Sometimes here it does, sometimes it doesn't. Of APRS. Victor Alpha 7, Golf Charlie Alpha. Victor Alpha 7, November Romeo Charlie, it's Victor Alpha 7, Golf Charlie Alpha.
V7GC, VA7NRC.
There we go, I hear you, I think I hear you better now.
Yeah, there you go, this is definitely a better spot. Just pulling up whisper.rocks on my phone here and, I was trying to go to eprs.rocks, and it was like, the site cannot be found. can't even remember it. Site's already more.
Your new radio is at home waiting for you?
Yeah, that's right. I haven't. Plus, I'm pretty sure you have to put one of those, I've got to take it to, Lawrence there on Saturday, or Doug, I guess, CQT. He's got the programming files for all those, for all that stuff. It's like 35,000 channels or something.
Right, the code plugs. I mean, you could make your own.
Yeah, that's true. It'd probably be easier if I assumed it. I mean, I remember originally I was talking about the radios. He was like, oh, yeah, you know, I have them here. So you can either order it from that guy, you know, that guy out there in Langley or whatever, the AES.APP guy, or if you get it from the China, then you can just use it. So I guess, how would I normally do this? I guess you wouldn't normally do this on Whisper.rocks, eh?
That I'm not too sure on. So is new radio a DMR radio?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it does DMR and EPRS and whatever the other one's called too. The whatever it's called, not this, but it does one of the I don't know if it's C4 or FM, but it does. Yeah, it does all the digital stuff.
Okay, that's cool. I'm just looking. Apparently, my APRS is not doing anything at the moment. Usually down here it does. It'll be picked up by UBC.
So you automatically pick what repeater it's, like, could you switch it to REG if you wanted to?
Well, this is for APRS. It just automatically sends.
Okay. So it, but you, yeah, I guess, yeah, you got to...
Something's happened. You've moved.
Oh, how's that?
That's better. You got the antenna on top of your head now?
I just looked to my right, basically. But, yeah, I'm trying to plug your calls in here, but the map keeps throwing me into Strathcona Provincial Park anyways. So it's not really very helpful.
Yeah, you'll see my, whatever it is, APRS ID. It shows up, but my radio isn't, so I don't know. It's kind of nice. I hear people screaming every so often because there's some sort of football, soccer, hockey, badminton game going on. I don't know.
Oh, is it maybe, is there a FIFA thing around there?
Oh, well, there's bars.
Yeah, okay, yeah, but there's no, like, fan fest thing. So, yeah, I guess they don't really have volleyball nets down there too often. I mean, they got the posts, but people don't really bring the nets down there like they do to kids.
They do, but I see the posts and there's no one, nothing connected.
See if, it's been a while since I've been out on the water.
Yeah, and the tide's pretty low yesterday and today. And what time is it now? I think the tide might be returning to shore.
Yeah, okay. Well, that'll make getting out of the harbor fun. But, I don't know, yeah, we would be pulling out of the marina about 5 tonight. So I don't know when things start to switch around. But, I mean, it's hard to tell coming out of the, you know, West Side Yacht Club there, because you can't really see any of the tankers. If you've got a view down into the inlet, you can see wherever all the tankers are pointed, that's the direction the tide's going.
Yeah, usually, unless there's a fairly strong westerly wind, which there is right now. So so then it's whichever is stronger. But the tide is incoming, and there is a westerly wind.
Right. It's kind of funny. You'll see all the tankers on the north, close to the north shore. They'll all be pointed. They'll all be pointed. Returning to land, into the strait. And then all the tankers that are kind of on the south shore, close to Jericho, all that, they'll all be pointed away. And then the ones in the middle, they might just be pointed in completely different directions. And that's when the tide, it's swirling, right? Because it has to change from going in to out. So you got different currents in every different direction. That's when it's really fun to be a sailor. And then with the westerly gusts, yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, today they're all pointing the same way.
Looking at my weather station here, yeah, we got, let's see right now, it was 6 knots, and we had a gust of 10 knots, so the 45 minutes ago, and yeah, it's been, where's the direction, how do I, yeah, west southwest, yeah, 246, so how do I, there's a way for me to show the direction on the, earlier in the wind direction, and if I press that, it'll show, yeah, pretty much, so pretty much until, usually what will happen is the weather's, the wind is pretty calm overnight, so it's not enough to move the weather vane. So it might be like 2 or 3 knots of wind, but it's all, it'll be pointing at 200 degrees for like 8 hours in a row. And then usually right at 8 a.m., it'll start changing direction because that's when the wind picks up and it's been all over the place. It's, yeah, between the south and the west and going back and forth all day.
Okay, yes. Well, it's, yeah, fairly, I'd say 10 knots out of the west right now. Here is my accurate observation.
Yeah, down by the water, that probably makes sense. I mean, up here, we're a couple of stories up, but yeah, the trees are swaying, and you can feel the, there's a lot of buildings around, so it's hard to tell. But that's probably a good 7, that's a good strong gust there. That's got to be at least 8 or 9 knots.
Well, where the picture you sent of your weather station at home, that's a good spot for it on top of the roof. I don't have a good spot like that to put it on, so we're pretty sheltered where we are.
Yeah, I was kind of nervous. I didn't want to put it in. Well, the crows keep seeming to attack everything on the. I put a camera up there as well, so I could have like a weather camera. And this morning I got a notification that like motion detected, and I looked and there was a crow that was like pecking at the camera and like kicking it around, and there's 3 of them on the roof causing havoc. And the 2 of them were pecking at the 1 crow, so I don't know if it was like a family of 3 or like, you know what I mean? One of them looked old and the other 2 looked not quite as old. One, I think it might have been mother, old dad, and then the mother and then the son or whatever, I don't know, whatever, But that's the problem I'm having right now, putting them up there. They're going after the Schaefer beetle grubs, I think.
Oh, yes. Well, that's kind of funny. You need to put a scarecrow up there.
Well, yeah, I gotta keep them away from my... They're just a nuisance, honestly. And if they destroy the lawn, that's going to cost money. So I don't think necessarily... They don't really go after my...
No.
Plants too much. They're
one,
too stupid to be able to get to the strawberries.
The ants
are the only ones that are smart enough to be able to get to those.
Calling a crow stupid might not be very good.
I'm sure I've just put myself in for several years of bad luck there. Or at least, if not bad luck, then prejudice from the crow community. But for the first time in probably ever, I heard a raven at my house. Last week or 2 weeks ago. I don't know that I've ever heard a raven at my house before. You go up into the forest, especially on the island, or up in, you go into the bush, and a lot of places, 5 o'clock in the morning, you'll hear the raven.
Yeah, Yeah, that's, I know what you mean. We have a lot of robins and finches. I have a bird bath for the finches. There was a robin taking a bath this afternoon just before I went out. And then, yes, and then we have a rat that is appearing on our patio, which I don't like rats.